Statements began this morning. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it doesn't look like our regularly scheduled guest is going to show up. So why don't you give us a call here at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, let me give you a little information on the so-called deadly swine flu epidemic, a pandemic, that threatens the lives of American people and threatens people throughout the world. And this is the greatest scam of all time. I mean, we've been going to the CDC, getting the statistics, less than 600 people have died in the entire United States since the inception of this epidemic. Basically, of those, 80% had serious life-threatening illnesses, so less than 150 people have died of this terrible, deadly epidemic, since its inception here in the United States. What about children? Oh, my goodness, we have to be worried about children. I mean, children could die, thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of children could die suddenly from this epidemic. But the truth of the matter is, and if you read the articles see how often they stress the danger to children, they just love to talk about the danger to children. How many healthy children do you think have died in the United States of swine flu since its inception? I mean, 1,000? 3,000? 5,000? Maybe 500? Maybe 50? Well, the total number of children who died as of the, I believe it was the 8th of August, was 36. And of those, over 80% had other life-threatening diseases. 7 healthy children have died in the United States from this disease, at least they attributed to the disease. And as a result of this terrible danger, they want to give immunization to every child starting at 6 months of age, even though the vaccine manufacturers say, don't give it. And we actually have the rundown from the people who put a nasal spray that they want to use. And basically, if you look at their figures, they say, do not give it to children less than 2 years of age. Because when we gave it to children 2 years of age in our study, we had over 4% of the children had to be hospitalized. at least if they were 2 years of age or older. Only 2% of them had to be hospitalized. Ladies and gentlemen, almost no children are ordinarily hospitalized for swine flu. You give them the swine flu when you actually inject the live virus into the nasal cavity, and then, of course, they tend to shed it and spread it among all their friends and neighbors. This is how you disseminate the epidemic, by injecting the live virus into the nasopharynx. And then, of course, CDC wants to vaccinate every pregnant woman. But, of course, the manufacturers say, don't give this to pregnant women. There are no studies that show that it's safe. No studies. Do not give this to pregnant women. And yet the CDC wants to give every pregnant woman a shot of the swine flu vaccine when it becomes available. But you want to know what the good news is? The epidemic's almost over. And if you go to the CDC figures, site, well, you'll find out that the epidemic peaked, actually, in California, where I live, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's spreading all throughout the South. It'll be over by the middle of October, or just about over in the middle of October, when the vaccine becomes available for dissemination. And they intend to vaccinate people for an epidemic that's just about over. Well, our number is 1-800-259-5791, and we have a caller from Missouri. Hi, who's calling in?
This is Aaron.
Hey, do you have a question or comment?
What I've got going on down here, to make a long story short, okay, I've been connecting the dots on this whole picture the last year and a half, and I haven't said anything to anybody but my immediate family. Well, and today I got on there and started connecting dots and everything, and lo and behold, up jumps an alligator. Okay, and your alligator is this. We owe China a whole bunch of money. Well, to back that money up, we've given them, they went and given them my mind's gone blank on me, where they can come in and take your property.
Well, but you have that in writing. I don't really believe that at all. I believe that the Chinese are coming in and buying up property, but we've not given them a lien on America, and you can't make that statement because you can't prove it.
I sure can. I can pull it right up here on there. You Google it, and it'll come up in black and white.
And what does it say? What does it say? What does it say?
What it says is that if the U.S. defaults on these treasury bills, okay,
if they default on the treasury bills, well, the Chinese are going to be mighty mad at us.
Well, if you let me finish my story here.
All right, you go ahead.
All right, you ready? Okay, you got that. Now, who's sitting in charge of the UN right now? Or fixing to get in charge of it? Your President Obama, right?
Well, he's not going to be the Secretary General.
Now, he's sitting up there on the chair, okay?
Okay.
Now, my next situation, what are we fixing to fly over the Pentagon or the Washington, D.C.? Whose flag? China's.
Now, I see. Well, now, wait a minute. You're making a lot of statements. They're not going to fly the Chinese flag over the Pentagon. Where they were talking about flying the flag at the White House, but not replacing the American flag.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you, sir.
All right, fine. Well, I don't want to argue with you either, but
you're
putting out a lot of disinformation. Thank you so much for calling. But, ladies and gentlemen, the idea that they've given, that if we default on our treasury bonds, everybody's property is going to go to China, it just is not true. We default on our treasury bonds. Well, what happened when Argentina defaulted on their treasury bonds? What happened was an awful lot of people in Europe and Italy, older people who had invested in Argentine bonds, bonds actually just lost their money. And certainly it would be a very, very foolish thing to default on our bonds. What you do rather than default on the bonds is just inflate the value of our currency, and by so doing that, you can pay the Chinese back. The idea of flying and pulling down the American flag and putting the Chinese flag up over the Pentagon is just not accurate. Well, anyway, we've got a caller from West Virginia. Who do we have from West Virginia?
This is Kent, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
This is probably one of the most unusual calls you ever get, but I have a television show I'd like to recommend. And specifically, you know, they came up with this digital television a few months ago, and it expanded the you could get more content over the airways anyway. So my local station here has what's called RTN, Retro Television Network. They're showing a lot of old, like, Alfred Hitchcock and stuff. But they're showing, about a month ago or a month and a half ago, they started showing The Adventures of Robin Hood. Now, this is a show that when I was real young was one of the first shows I ever watched, along with the Cisco Kid and that sort of stuff, you know, and the Lone Ranger. And I thought it was just very, you know, sort of adolescent, sort of, you know, bow and arrow sort of stuff. As I watch it now, at my age, that is a very, very intelligent show. The last two shows I watched mentioned Posse Comitatus and Conspiracy. And the whole show is constructed about the Norman invasion of England. And Robin is actually the hero. And if people were to watch it today, and, you know, you're
listening. Hold that thought. Give us a call, 800-259-579. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Monday. Right now we still have, is Keith still there from West Virginia?
Yeah, Kent.
Kent, I'm sorry.
And, well, the amazing thing of it is when I started watching this show, you know, 50 years on or, you know, 45 years on, and Robin Hood is the hero and the Sheriff Nottingham is the villain, and I think American troops abroad are the villains, or the Sheriff of Nottingham, whether it be they in Iraq or Afghanistan, and, you know, like the guy that threw the shoe at George Bush is really, Iraq's Robin Hood. And this, the two recent episodes talked about the Posse Comitatus, and the sheriff dispatches the people living in the castle, and he raises what he called a hue and cry, which apparently at the time was a law or, an order that everybody was required to go in pursuit of one individual. And anybody who refused was obviously guilty of being complicit, and was that reminds me of George Bush's "You're either with us or against us." And then also they mentioned Posse Comitatus. In the episode before that, they talked about conspiracy and somebody's transporting a cart of wine, and Robin robs the cart, and long and short of it is Robin steals the wine, and he wants to give it to somebody's coming from France to visit the sheriff, and the sheriff wants to put on the big show, so he forces everybody who owns the castle to put up, you know, the knight lords and ladies, you know, put them up in their castle. And so Robin takes the cart of wine to this fellow he knows that he's friendly with and doesn't have any money, but the guy that was driving the cart was in the cart, and he finds out about the plot. So he tries to blackmail people. So Robin confronts the guy and says, the Sheriff of Nottingham was in on this, don't you? He says, what do you mean? I said, you robbed the sheriff's wine. He says, oh, my friend, the conspiracy is much bigger than that.
It sounds like a fascinating program, and we'll put in a plus for people watching the Robin Hood television program. Sometimes in fiction and sometimes in the motion pictures, you'll see a great deal of truth. And we've seen these in some of Mel Gibson's films, certainly in Syriana, a film put out by George Clooney, the film Eagle Eye. There's a one called Echelon, the Echelon Conspiracy. There's one called Enemy of the State. All of these movies and some of the television programs are trying to get the truth out. So I certainly don't recommend watching a lot of television, but sometimes you'll see more truth in fiction than you will in reality.
Yeah, and it's difficult to look at it with thinking that the United States is the Sheriff of Nottingham. That's what's most difficult about it.
Okay, fine. Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think we need to get the American people to understand that America is a great and wonderful country, but a group of very evil and wicked people have taken control of our government. We need to take it back again. And thanks very much for calling, Kent. And let's go to Mark, who's calling in from Nebraska. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How you doing today?
I'm doing real well.
I just have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I was just wondering if you would mind commenting on the protocol. That's something that's not brought up very much, and I'll listen off the air for your answer.
All right, fine. The question, what about the protocols, the learned elders of Zion?
Thanks a lot.
Document the fact that the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, are really responsible for all the bad things that go on in our society. And if you read the protocols, you'll find that just about everything that it says there is taking place as far as gaining control of the banking system and controlling the gold and doing away with gold so you can impoverish the people and taking over the educational system and taking over communications. And it's all exactly what's happening, only it's a fraud. And it was written specifically by the occultist to actually take us away from looking for the real cause. And it's so easy to believe the Jews are responsible because, of course, they're a nation apart. They're very intelligent people. Many of them are in key positions. But there is working within the Jewish hierarchy, a group of so-called Sabbateans. Now, whether they are followers of a man named Sabbati, and of course he hated Judaism, he hated Christianity, and of course he set up a secret society within the upper parts of Judaism. Now, whether that is what this is all about, I really don't think so. I really believe, of course, there is a world occult conspiracy. And some of the members of this world occult conspiracy say they are Jews, but they're really not. They hate Judaism. Some of them say they're Catholics, but they're not Catholics. They hate Christianity, and the same is true within the Protestant church. Where can you learn about the protocols? Well, I certainly wrote about it in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. There's a man named Cohn, who wrote a book called Professor Cohn. The book is called Warrant for Norman Cohn wrote Warrant for Genocide. He's a Jewish scholar, and he writes about the fact that it was the occultists, this world occult conspiracy that hates Judaism, that wrote the protocols and took it to Russia in 1905. There's another series of books written by James Webb. The occult conspiracy, the occult hierarchy, the occult underground. I think those are the three books. He was a Cambridge scholar, and he goes into the fact that the protocols are a product of the world occult movement to take our attention away from the fact that there really are secret societies, there really are these ideas that go back, you know, to the ancient mysteries of Babylon and Assyria and Egypt, and then come down to the Kabbalah, to the Gnostics, through the Greek philosophers, and then on to the Templars and the Rosicrucians and the Illuminati, and now the modern-day Masonry. But it's all here, and there's an underground, a world occult underground that's behind everything that's going on, and that's a summary of the protocols. I do not suggest people read them because they are so convincing. But I will tell you that when I went through Colonel House's papers back at the Yale University Library, the Sterling Library, in 1980, what did I find there in the papers of this very evil man who was deeply involved in the occult? But a translation of the protocols, which is different than any other in existence. We do offer copies of it. And it's exactly the same message, only it's written differently. I think it's probably related to the original copy of the protocols, before it was translated into Russian and then retranslated back into English. It's different than Victor Marsden's rendition or translation of the Russian version of the protocols. But, of course, it's designed to throw us off the track. We're involved in a spiritual battle. There are secret societies, but they tie into the occult. So I hope that answers Mark's question. And let's go to Jim calling from Pennsylvania. Once again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our first caller was Aaron, who said that the Chinese are going to end up with our property if we default on our bonds. I would like to suggest that there's nothing that he can verify that with. I've been on the Internet. It's not there. He said the Chinese flag was going to fly over the Pentagon. It's going to fly over the White House lawn, the South Lawn there, or the East Lawn, for one day here in the near future. But you got to be accurate when you go on the radio. You know, if you try to, if I may disagree with you, but when you put out frankly false information, well, we just can't have that. There's too much confusion already. We'll be back with Jim in just a moment.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times here are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course we have Jim on the line, Jim from Pennsylvania. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Stan. Good to hear your voice again. Yeah, I hope you're doing well. Yeah, I just had one question for you, kind of a question to kind of tap your years of wisdom. I have read a tremendous amount about the secret societies, and I definitely understand it's a spiritual battle, and I read all the other information, the esoteric information, and I've been trying to awaken people for about 20 years, if not more. Some people awaken, some people go back to sleep. How have you been able to, over the years, how have you been able to, because you've been doing this a lot longer than myself, how have you been able to maintain and keep on going in the face of what goes on with the world and the evil and things like that?
Well, I'll tell you, a couple of times I wanted to quit. I wanted to. In fact, I, one time I moved to South Africa. My first wife died, and I was just totally devastated. I remarried and took my children, moved to South Africa. It's been 3 years over there in the mid-1970s, but you can't abandon this when you know what's going on.
Yeah.
We have a moral obligation to take a stand. And so after a three-year sabbatical, I came back, and then I practiced for another 10, 12, 15 years medicine. But I was always working in the background. I always had a dream. I would love to have a radio program, love to have a radio studio, and be able to talk to people and educate them. And God provided that. It's the most amazing thing, how we ever ended up doing talk radio. But certainly the one thing that sustains me is faith.
Yes.
The older I become, the more convinced I am that God does rule in the affairs of men, and we have to rely upon Him. I've come to the conclusion that I'm not going to save America, but I'm called to talk about what's going on, perhaps to create apprehension and concern in people's hearts when they're going to begin looking for a solution, and they're not going to find it in politics. They're going to find it in a personal relationship with our Lord. But I believe we also have an obligation to oppose evil, and that's really what sustains me. I think we have to do our best in the time allotted to us. And once you become philosophical about it, why, you just keep right on going. And I hope you'll keep right on going when I'm not here. And that you'll find a means of communicating with people. I personally believe radio is the efficient, most efficient means. And I feel I am privileged to do what I do 5 hours a day.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to tap your years of wisdom, because I will continue, but I just wanted to tap that, and because we're always learning, and I wanted to learn a little bit more from you. Yeah, I will continue, and I feel I must now, no matter what occurs, and it is as if I'm impelled now. I cannot go backwards.
Well, you can't once you understand what it's about. And for instance, more and more people are becoming aware of that there's something wrong. We've got a lot of great new DVDs put out by Chris Pinto on the occult foundation of this country. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, Dan Brown's great new book. I haven't read the whole thing, but he starts out with a quotation from Manly B. Hall. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he goes into the secret wisdom, and I don't know where he's going with it. Mm-hmm. But at least he's bringing out the fact that there really is another force there, that the people who are trying to contact this other dimension, this passageway, of course, mm-hmm. this is the passageway between the dimensions he's talking about.
Yes,
well, of course, you and I don't want to get into that
exactly,
at all.
Exactly.
But at least Dan Brown is raising the question, and he'll reach millions of people with his book. They'll probably come up with another Tom Hanks movie. What a wonderful opportunity, then, to utilize that to begin to say, yeah, certainly what he's talking about is true. He doesn't have the whole story, but look at that emblem on the back of the dollar bill. They hide their emblems in plain sight.
Sure.
Look at your television screen, CBS, there in the right lower quadrant with the eye.
Sure.
The eye, the
sure.
ancient eye of the ancient mystery religions.
I know that, yes. And I like I said, Dr. Stan, I wanted to say that you're one of the kindest radio hosts that I've ever listened to. So, I just wanted to tap your years of wisdom. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Well, we've got Ed calling from Pennsylvania as well. So, hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hello, Doc. How are you doing?
As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances. How are you?
Great. My father's side of family are Russian Ukrainians, and I've been reading for, I'm 52, I've been reading for years their history. And at one time, Poland was one of the world powers, and their nobility would use the Jewish people who were educated, and they would put them in positions of power to collect taxes and to be game wardens and different things, and until it would make the people so, like the Ukrainian people, the Cossacks, so nuts that they would explode and burn their villages and kill hundreds of them. And they would vent their anger, and then the nobles would hold up in the castles and be like, oh, okay, we'll change things for, so that they, they used the Jewish people as a steam valve.
Yep. I mean, what a convenient scapegoat for the real forces behind the scenes, which I believe, of course, are organized evil. And motivated by evil and motivated by Lucifer. And people must understand the Gnostic religion because this is all based upon Gnosticism, the belief in other gods. There is another god or gods out there. They're really our masters of wisdom. In fact, we have the pamphlet we offer to people who contact us, get something, just ask for. If you buy anything at all, ask for the working of the spiritual hierarchy, and they will tell you. This is written by Alice Bailey, who is a Luciferian, and she will tell you about the masters who control our society. They're following a plan with a capital P. There is a spiritual hierarchy that rules the world, and they control the finances of the world and the education, the industry. Fascinating material. And of course, this was dictated to her by a demonic spirit named Joakul. Our job is to let people understand the nature of the struggle and that they have to be involved.
They can't be happy inside. They know they can't be happy following the dark side.
No, but they're trapped, many of them, and the only hope they have really is that they will come into a personal relationship with the Lord, and we have to pray for them. We can do that, and some of them have come out, I'm sure, at risk of their lives, but of course their lives have been transformed. One of my very close friends was a channeler for 15 years, and the demonic spirits would take control of his life, and he was, you know, did very well under those circumstances, but he gave the whole thing up, and he's simply a contractor today, but a much happier human being, because he has a personal relationship with the Lord, which is all that's going to sustain any of us as things begin to fall apart here. Anything else, Ed?
Keep the faith, brother. Thank you very much.
We will. And again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And we've got Ken calling from New York. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Okay, doctor. Good afternoon. I was going to talk to you about something else. I got a bit sidetracked by a couple of callers, so I'd just like to take care of them if time permits first.
All right, you go right ahead.
The story about the communist Chinese flag flying over the south lawn of the White House, and I first read that in a column by Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I think, on the WorldNet Daily website. So there's nothing to that story, as it turns out?
Oh, no. That story, the gentleman said flying over the Pentagon. And I said, Okay. Yeah, I believe that Chuck Baldwin is right. I believe that the flag is probably going to fly for one day over the south lawn there at the White House, or East Lawn, I'm not sure which one. But his statement was it going to fly over the Pentagon. It's sort of like, they're going to take all of our property if we default on our loans. That's not what happens when you default on your loans. And that is not what our governments do. Governments default on their loans, and everybody is left holding the bag. But I don't think they're going to default on the loans. They're just going to inflate away the value of the currency, just devalue the currency, and pay the Chinese back with worthless dollars. Which is why the Chinese are getting out of the dollar and buying large amounts of gold just as quickly as they can without driving up the cost of gold. And even more interesting, they're encouraging their people to buy gold and silver, and they can buy them now at literally every bank and stores in every town. So the Chinese are preparing for us to default, and they want to have something when it's all over. Do you want to hang on until after the break?
Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, that was Ken calling from New York. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the last segment of our program here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And let's see, is Ken still on the line from New York?
Hi, Doc.
Still here. Go right ahead.
Thanks. Well, I was going to talk about something else, but with time running short, I'll go with the reason why I called, and that was your interview with Jerome Corsi on Friday.
What did you think of that?
Well, he always has interesting information to provide, but I have been taking him with a big lump of salt over the last few years, and that's what I would like to discuss with you in the time we have left. I was at the FAIR rally in Washington last week that he attended. I was there for the whole time, four days actually. I've been there for the last 4 years trying to stop amnesty, mainly from being passed, but other immigration reform issues. Now, I didn't know he was there giving an interview to a talk show host or several of them, but I did see a copy of his latest book, Why Israel Can't Wait, on a table, and it looked like a small book, maybe 100, 110 pages, paperback. So I assumed either he was there or somebody from the publishing company was there, you know, publicizing the book. So I heard the whole interview, and I remember the first half was about the Israel-Iran situation, or Iran's supposedly attempting to acquire nuclear weapons and develop them, and the other half hour was on other issues. So here's the issue I have with Mr. Corsi. Ever since the reports first came out that Iran was developing nuclear weapons, he has been either urging or implying or recommending in kind of a backward way that either Israel or America or both attack Iran in one way or another, either direct attacks on these sites where the weapons are supposedly being made or subverting their government. Now, I'm no fan of Ahmadinejad or of Iran's fundamentalist government. However, the big difference I think that I have with Mr. Corsi and others like him is that we don't believe also in starting a conflict which is almost certainly going to spread, which is almost certainly going to bring Russia and China into it, and which could lead to World War III or the Battle of Armageddon. Now, it doesn't mean that that's going to happen if the Israelis attack like they did with Iraq back in the early 80s. But that was an immigration reform conference and rally that he participated in, and that's why the vast majority of us were there. And here's my complaint with people like Corsi and, again, others like him. They infiltrate events that are geared towards something else, and then they decide to carry their cause into that event. And again, that wasn't about attacking Iran. It wasn't about the problem with Iran developing nuclear weapons. But I presume that that's why he attended the conference and to push his latest book.
Well, I know Jerry Corsi, and I think that he believes this would be a terrible mistake if they were attacked. He was actually invited over there.
Right.
Basically the Israelis used him to get their message out. But I've talked to Jerry, and he thinks that this would be a disaster. And as he pointed out in the interview, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. So I think the information is fascinating. Whether it's an Israeli bluff or whether, you see, behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces that I think are going to plunge us into a war over there. And I agree with you, it's a disaster. But I think Jerry Corsi does a great job, and you and I would disagree on that. I think he's a fascinating guest. But if he wants to go to a rally, I wouldn't say he didn't have a right or even to express it. But if you talk to him personally, he will tell you that this could be a terrible, terrible thing. So anyway, I appreciate your thoughts. Anything else you want to say?
Well, you say he's kind of circumspect about an attack, but judging by the title of his book, he's saying Israel has no choice left but to attack. And I say if they think that that's in their interest of self-defense, fine. But that shouldn't be our cause as America.
You're absolutely right, but we're going to be drawn into it whether we want to be or not, because I believe that everything is in place to bring us into the wars of Ezekiel 38 and 39. You can't look at anything going on today unless you look at it through the lens of biblical prophecy. Let's hope that I'm wrong and that you're right and that nothing happens, okay?
All right, Doc. Thank you.
God bless. And let's go to George, who's calling from Indiana. Hi, George.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Let me clear up the thing on the Chinese flag. It flew yesterday, or was supposed to, and it wasn't on the actual White House lawn. It would have been on what they call the ellipse, which is across the street from the White House.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
And now, some other things, though. I think we should pay attention to some things that's happening there. You know, Obama said that we'd no longer participate in public prayer. He removed the U.S. flag from his campaign plane, and it was in the news that he covered the name of Jesus there at one of the universities before he would speak. And now he's having 50,000 Muslims pray there in Washington Friday. This all stinks to me, doesn't it to you?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, there is a conspiracy against God, but you have to understand that Barack Obama is playing a part. He was put into power by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and he will be the brunt of our anger and our frustration as things get worse. But it's really the people who control him we should be angry about. And until we understand that all of our governments are controlled by the Trilateral Commission and the dark spiritual force that energizes them, none of this makes sense. But do you realize that since 1976, between 76 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, which never had more than 87 members.
Yes.
How could that be? And if it's true, why doesn't every American know? But you're right. Behind all of this is a conspiracy against Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Absolutely, and as far as I'm concerned, Allah is Lucifer. So we're going to be, our country is going to be celebrating Lucifer Friday. It's just, I'm going to say my own prayers Friday.
You say your own prayers and just remember that we have to be true to the Lord, and that's the only hope we're going to have in the difficult times that lie ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. And right now, of course, we have Dave from Illinois, but we're not going to get to him because we're out of time. But I will simply ask our listeners to remember that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America, why, we certainly would appreciate your help. We've lost a number of our supporters because they've lost their jobs, and some of them are facing losing their homes. And I understand how they have to break off their support with us, but we send them the newsletter anyway and hope that things are going to get better for them. But believe me, I fear that for most people, things are going to get worse. Anyway, why, if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I want to remind you about our all-day seminar that is going to be held on the 25th of October. We're already getting an excellent turnout for that. And so if you're going to come, why, give us a call. We're going to be serving lunch, so you'll need a reservation. Again, the number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we talk about all of the things that are going on today, about the protocols, but I point out that they were really written by these occult and secret societies. If you've not yet seen the three DVDs in the Secret Mystery set, and that is The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, or The Eye of the Phoenix, very well done. If you get them, we want you to keep them, lending them out and getting them back and lending them out. You need to help us educate the people about the fact that there have been secret societies here since before the signing of the Constitution in the 1787. So you get the DVDs together as a special or independently. We have, I think, five very good DVDs on the buildings, on the Twin Towers coming down. You get them all together, or you get them at a special price, or get them separately. But we've got an excellent selection of material at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Please go to our website, look at the information we have there. Certainly we suggest to you. If you've not yet seen Pastor Billy Crone's 10 DVD set, Final Countdown, and of course you can get part one, part two, each with five DVDs in it, and get his book as well, because of course it's got the material in it, and you want to become versed with it and the biblical scriptures, and then so you can talk intelligently about it, because you know, if we look at what's going on today, what's going on between Israel and Iran, and it really doesn't make sense, and so much disinformation up there, but certainly the most important thing is that you have to understand that we've been transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan so they could give it to Iran so we could justify going to war in that part of the world. It doesn't make any sense logically. But if you look at it from the point of view that it's prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39, then things begin to come into clear focus. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners and management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, whatever it's supposed to be, the views of Bob Chapman. But once again, no guests, so this is going to be a bad day, and we do hope that you'll give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we certainly need callers. Otherwise, it's going to be a long, long hour. Well, it looks like Bob is showing up on the screen here, and right now, of course, it's so vitally important to understand that we're having real problems financially, and America, certainly when we get through this, is never going to be the same again. We're either going to have a renaissance of freedom or simply a return to barbarism and to a feudal type of world society. I don't know which one it's going to be, but I do know that we are living in the most dangerous times that we've ever had in the history of our nation. And certainly if you listen to the pundits, they will tell you how much better everything is getting. Oh, my goodness, things are getting better. But the truth of the matter is they're not getting better. And we've got Bob on the line, and he's going to begin to bring us up to what's going on in the world. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. A little hectic as usual, but I came. Here I am.
All right, fine. Well, let's pick up a little bit. You've been talking in your newsletter about how the Chinese are very, very slowly buying up gold and how they are actually encouraging their citizens to buy gold and silver. What's that all about?
Well, I think that the main reason is they want to get dollars out of the economy from business and individuals. And there are still people in China who want to hold dollars. And, you know, they want them out of the economy. That's number one. Number two, they would like to see people with gold and silver assets rather than anything else because it makes their economy stronger. You know, gold and silver have had a history of staying ahead of everything. And that's happening again. And, of course, earlier on we saw that secretly they had been accumulating gold over a number of years without telling anybody. And so that was one of the ways that they were able to get rid of some of their dollars that they had accumulated over a period of time. Now they're in the market buying more, and the IMF's coming up with a sale. They'll take the whole thing. And that'll never reach the market. Of course, the nincompoops in our media talk about it every day and, you know, don't say what's going to happen, but intonate that, oh, this is going to be terrible for gold. and that's laughable. But it goes along with everything else that comes out of Wall Street and Washington. They're just a bunch of nasty people.
Well, they certainly knocked gold down today. Came back a little bit in the afternoon. They knocked silver down. So are you thinking they're going to continue knocking it down, or do you think that they're just going to have to stand aside one of these days? They must be running out of silver and gold just to throw away in the market to keep the price down.
Well, as you saw in Saturday's issue, and I had been talking about this last week, we had the G20 come up, and because the G20 was there, they didn't want gold moving higher, so the government kind of put a full court press, if you may, on the price and stultified it around 10.20, 10.15.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Chapman, and he tells us that he really doesn't know, and nobody is telling, what happened at the G20 meeting that was held. Was that this last weekend, Bob?
Yeah, and really nothing's come out. I said they might have wanted to do this, and they might have wanted to do that, and, you know, there was nothing. In fact, if there was something, I'd like to know about it.
Well, I think that the fact that things are as harrowing as they are, that the whole world monetary system is teetering around the ends of an abyss, and they're not putting any information out. You know very well that they talked about it. Obviously, they don't want the public to know what lies ahead. Would that be a fair appraisal, do you think?
That's for sure. That is for sure.
All right, Fire. What are the big issues that you'd like to bring up for our listeners today?
Well, I think we were talking about gold, and what has happened here is that the G20 meeting was coming up. They held gold in, and then the gold options expire on Thursday, and that's when people go in and bet that gold will go over a certain price, or any other commodity, silver, beans, whatever. And so what they do is each month when that comes up, the commercials who are working in league with the United States government deliberately make the price of gold go down so the people who are in the money on their options, they are able to keep them from exercising them by knocking the price down. And, you know, that's very important. And the CFTC is standing there watching all this. And the United States government is standing there watching all this and doing what they're doing. And it's just out-and-out thievery, tremendous thievery. And so that's why they get the price down. I predicted last week that this is what would happen. And I expect maybe gold to be off a dollar or two tomorrow and maybe a dollar or two the next day. And on Thursday, it'll close when the options close on Thursday. I don't know what time that is. And they'll close at under 1,000, you know, 99990. And, you know, collect another, I don't know, $5 or $10 billion maybe. And the public gets stuck again. This is why people cannot go in and play the options market, whether no matter where they are. They're all derivatives and it's all rigged. And they got to stay away from them. And this is the way our government, in conjunction with the people on the exchanges, rig everything. I mean, look what was going on with what they call flash trading. They invented that term for a reason, because it wasn't flash trading, it was front running. Goldman Sachs and 15 others had programs, Goldman having the best, and they were front running all the trades and screwing the public. That's the way our government operates, because they want these people to make lots of money because they're Illuminati friends. I put an article by Link in Wednesday's edition this morning. It was by McClatchy, a news service. And McClatchy said, how come none of these people on Wall Street are in jail? They've stolen billions. Well, there's a simple answer that McClatchy won't put in their newspaper, and that is that they're all members of the Illuminati, or very, very close to them. So there's two sets of justice in America. One for the rich, wealthy, Illuminists, and then there's another section of jurisprudence for us. So if we go out and steal $10,000, we do 5 years. They go out and steal $10 billion and pay a fine. And then their companies pay the fine. They don't sue. The shareholders essentially pay the fine. And it's been going on for years. And now it's worse than ever. The corruption is just beyond anybody's belief.
Well, I certainly believe that, and we see So much of this going on today and at every level of government, and many times they will actually prosecute, for instance, with Jim Traficant, who I think was a very good congressman and an honest man. They just brought in a lot of people to perjure themselves, and he had to serve 7 years in prison. He just got out. I've seen the interviews with him, and he said, I mean, the federal attorney allowed perjury. He knew it was perjury. And they allowed it anyway. And I was targeted because I was trying to tell the truth, and they couldn't buy me. And they do this over and over again. And then, of course, they demonize the congressman or whoever they're going after. You know, or as when they want to get rid of Elliot Spitzer, they suddenly release a story. They leak a story about his affair with a prostitute, which I don't agree with at all. But why would the FBI, first of all, violate the law and leak a story? Why would the FBI be investigating a prostitution ring? Certainly, is prostitution a federal crime? No, they wanted to get Elliot Spitzer. When you understand that, because he was, of course, blowing the whistle on the fact that the Bush administration knew the whole system, financial system, was going to collapse, and the state attorney generals wanted to intervene back in 2002 and prevent this from going on, stop the fraudulent sales of mortgages and the sort of thing that was going on that they knew was going to end up in disaster. And the Bush administration invoked an obscure federal law and said, you can't work in your states to try to preserve the financial system. And because Elliot Spitzer put out the truth, they destroyed his political career. So this is what happens, isn't it, Bob?
They sure did. And he had done a lot of good. I certainly am not close to him politically, but he went after the big guys, and they had to take him down. Anybody who attacks the system and is really hurting them, they remove them. And, there's no doubt in my mind they've killed hundreds of people for saying the same things that you and I do in the program. Maybe they don't kill us because we're too old.
Well, I like to think maybe the Lord's looking after me, and I know why they're not killing you, at least not at the present time. They can't find you under any circumstances. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob, and people out there are going to have to start getting into a defensive position. Most people are going to lose everything they have before this is over. People don't understand. But, I mean, some of the biggest financiers in this country are going down. I mean, some of they've got themselves on a limb. They borrowed money, they leveraged things, bought big apartment complexes or big developments there in Las Vegas and the country of Dubai. I don't know how much money they've lost on some of the developments there in Reno, because, I mean, they're all well and good as long as the economy is booming. But certainly when income cuts back and you can't renew your loans, you start doing things on borrowed money, that's where they get you, isn't it, Bob?
It sure is, and I heard the story over and over again from businessmen who are doing very well, and they've got current ratios of 2 and 3 and 4 to 1, which means they get 4 times or 3 times or 2 times as much assets as they have liabilities, and 2 to 1 is terrific, but some of them 3 and 4 and 5 to 1, and how do you justify cutting a loan? They just said our policies have changed. They don't care. I get some statistics here. I'm writing for the next issue. And those statistics tell us that there is a continuum of loan reduction. It was like 2.4% in the first quarter, 1.8% in the second quarter. Right now, year-to-date, it's 4.9%, and they're just continuing to lend less and less money. Well, if that continues, the whole thing's going to collapse. So how are they going to supplement or augment that? And they do that by creating more money in credit. And so that's what they've been doing, and stimulus plans, and cash for clunkers. And, they even had the temerity to reduce the CPI by the $4,500 per vehicle that was received by an incentive, as an incentive for the car buyers from the federal government. Now, that was a tax incentive. So they didn't put any cash out. But they did reduce the CPI, which means all of those people on pensions and all of those people on Social Security are going to get screwed again.
In other words, basically, people on Social Security and pensions, are their retirement is tied to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. So if they can manipulate the figures, why you won't get any increase in your Social Security payments or your pension payments? And so they, the old idea, people have to make up statistics, and boy, do they make them up. Or as I think it was suddenly Mark Twain had said, there's statistics and damn statistics and lies. Statistics, damn statistics and lies, and it's all a lie. Oh, you can do anything you want to do with figures. People are making them up all the time.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report.
Would that be something that would start a confiscation of the money because they want a cashless society? And would that have any relevance and effect on our economy? Could they pull that out of their hat? I guess is what I'm saying, Bob.
Well, I'm very unhappy that you brought the question up, and because those people in control may not have thought of that yet.
Oh no! Don't tell me that.
But it sounds like, for them, a terrific idea. They can contaminate everybody, and those who survive, well, it's okay. And
I won't bring it up again.
Collect all the money and issue new money and bury all the dead people.
Okay, I'm not going to bring that up again then, but you think it could be plausible if they thought about it, I thought about it, they could think about it.
Well, I think you have what you have to understand.
Maybe.
I think you have what you have to understand.
Not necessarily so. Don't forget.
First of all, Bob.
They don't have a monopoly on what's going on.
Dan, the first thing you have to understand is this is a communicable disease, but it is not a very serious disease.
Most
of the people who have the disease don't even know they have it. The epidemic is almost over. I mean, if you look at the CDC charts, and I've been studying them, the epidemic has already peaked in California and is on the decline. It is in 19 states now, a class 5 widespread epidemic. And certainly within 2 or 3 weeks, about the time they have the swine flu all disseminated and ready to give, the epidemic will have peaked and be on the decline. And, of course, the problem is that the average individual is not allowed to know. Most people who have this disease don't even know they've had the disease. We're going to be in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We had Dan calling from Pennsylvania who asked about the possibility of the H1N1 virus getting into our money, and they could just say, oh, we got to collect all the money because, after all, it's all contaminated. And of course, this whole thing is played out of all proportion. First of all, the disease is very little lethal. There have only been 7 healthy children that have died in the United States as of, I believe it was August 29th. I mean, only 7 healthy children, and yet, of course, they want to vaccinate millions of children because 7 healthy children have died. Only 36 children in all have died of this terrible, deadly disease that threatens the lives of millions of children. And you notice how they keep stressing children. Basically, less than 150 healthy Americans have died in this epidemic since the inception of the epidemic. This is a non-event. I mean, certainly you have to understand we lose that many in California every month or two from drive-by shootings and other things. So this is all a media event. And Dan, don't let them frighten you. And as I just told Dan, we're studying the CDC statistics and what the experts, the epidemiologists, are saying, and they're simply pointing out. By the time we get started, giving the vaccine, the epidemic's going to be over. But they can't tell us that. I mean, when you've got 195 million doses and you've spent billions of dollars, these very, very smart people who are there in government to help us, how could they admit it was all a terrible mistake and the epidemic's on the decline and most people will have immunity to the disease before they even start giving the vaccinations? Anything else, Dan, before we let you go?
Well, I understand that, Stan. I keep telling people to remember 1976 with Gerald Ford and when the swine flu happened then.
Right.
A lot of them, well, I don't remember that. Well, I refresh their memory, give them some documents, and I tell them the shot's worse than the flu. So.
It's far more dangerous than the flu.
Yeah,
and I don't know, but the
CDC
is advocating it be given to pregnant women where the manufacturers say don't give it to pregnant women. The CDC advocates giving it to children starting at 6 months of age. The manufacturer says don't give it to children before age 2. We have 4% hospitalizations in our clinical trials with flu mist when it was given to children between 2 and 6. Hey, we're off the subject. Thank you very much for calling. And let's go to Bob, who's calling. Anyway, got our telephone from Tennessee. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I have 2 or 3 questions for Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
Bob, this is Bob from Tennessee, and I'm interested in buying some gold shares, and I would like to ask you this. Would that be a wise thing to buy into shares? And if the stock market was to crash, how would that affect the gold share market if I was to buy into it?
Well, in 1929, Homestake was $30 a share. And in 1936, it was $636 a share. And, of course, the stock market went down during those years, and the price of gold doubled. Historically, gold and silver shares have done well during periods in which the market went down. The only two exceptions are in September, October, November of 1979, and as you probably know, I've been in this market for 50 years, and then again about a year and a half ago, when the hedge funds were deleveraging, and what they did was they sold everything they could to get rid of their leverage. and that included gold and silver shares. And they were very profitable at the time, too. And so that's the only two instances. I don't see any major hedge fund deleveraging again because they're not leveraged the way they were before. Banks are leveraged 45 to 1. That's for every dollar in deposit. They're lending out 45, and they have no intention of deleveraging. And because if they did, their whole edifice would come unglued. And so with that said, that takes care of that argument, so to speak. Historically, gold and silver shares have appreciated somewhere between 5 and 50 times as much as gold bullion has, or bullion coins. And so the best way to play the gold and silver play is in shares, at least from my point of view. Numismatic coins do well, better than bullion. If bullion went from $1,000 to $2,000 an ounce, you double your money. Numismatic coins might go from $1,000 to $3,000, maybe even $4,000.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman.
Thank you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is, of course, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We have Bob from Ohio, who is from the Congressional District in Ohio, where Jim Trofficott, who was the congressman that the government actually got a lot of people to perjure themselves, spend millions of dollars just to convict him and send him to prison. They sent innocent people to prison in America, ladies and gentlemen, because there is really corruption at the highest levels of our government and within our court system. Jim Traficant did not commit a crime, but of course they wanted to get him, and they'll spend any amount of money. And in fact, they'd try to get him previously, and he'd beat them in court. And they never forget, like an elephant, they never forget. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a call for Bob Chapman. Bob from Ohio, do you have anything else to say before we I'll let you go?
No, but I'm very intrigued that you already know pretty much about a lot about his background.
Well, you know, doing what I do, you've got to know a little bit about a lot of things.
I understand that, but he goes way back, and he was the only person to personally beat the government in a RICO suit.
You're absolutely right.
And like you said, they never forgot it.
Never forgot it. God bless, and thanks so much for calling,
Bob.
Thank
you.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let's get back to Bob Chapman and the subject of finance. If you have any questions on finance, we'd love to hear from you. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell us how people can get a copy of the International Forecaster, how they can subscribe, and why they should want to subscribe.
The International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 35 or 40 pages. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. You can get a free introductory copy of either by going to one of three places, and that is our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, forecaster.com. Or you can email us, particularly if you have a question, and we answer everybody. That address is bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com. You can also call toll-free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, Bob, certainly the stock market keeps going up. It's up, you know, it was 9,700. I know a lot of some people think it's going to go up to 10,000, and then, of course, it's going to go to about 6,000. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's probably what will happen. It may get down to 35 or 38 or 4,200. And it all depends on when and how they want to do it. The markets are all rigged. There are times that they can't control some markets, particularly in the Dow Jones Industrial Average was and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. They do manipulate them, but it's difficult to do it on a consistent basis, but they do get a great deal of help as well from their friends within the banking and brokerage and insurance industries. And if they want the Dow to go up, they'll call them up and say, look, we want them up. And they'll tell them what to buy. And so that's how it works.
Well, certainly Ben Bernanke said that the recession is probably over. And I don't think you agreed with him. And you had some not too kind words to say about Mr. Bernanke and your Saturday International Forecaster.
Well, Mr. Bernanke is another person who has been cultivated by the Illuminists. They virtually control the economic and analytical parts of academia as well as business, and no one dares speak out. You're talking about Jim Traficante and you and I and people like us. you speak out, you get destroyed. And the same thing happens with the economists who are right one-third of the time and the analysts who are right one-third of the time, because if they come out and tell the truth, they won't have their jobs. A good example is this fellow Bernstein, who was with Merrill Lynch, chief economist, and he called the downside in the market. He's a very, very good analyst, economist, and they get rid of him. He's working for a firm in Canada now.
No, that's not David Rosenberg, is it? Is that different?
Oh, Rosenberg.
It's getting a little late
in the day for me.
That's all right. You know, basically, he has something called Breakfast with Dave. He puts out something every day.
Yeah, I read it every day.
And he really gives a very, very good analysis of what's going on. That's David Rosenberg's. And forgive me for correcting you there.
Maybe
there was another fellow that...
Another one you missed.
Another word I missed. You know, there are few people you can depend on. I mean, Stephen Roach, who certainly is... Whenever he writes something, I listen. When David Bernstein speaks, I listen. When Ambrose Evan Pritchard writes, I listen. When Gerald Celente, there are few people you can really trust. Bob Chapman, of course, at the top of the list, but... Most of the people out there are just writing to be writing, and they've got to have something to say. These people I've mentioned have something really worthwhile to say. So go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think there's not enough of us. I wish there were a lot more. And that's why we're in the situation we're in, besides the fact that the public isn't interested in listening. They're too busy having a good time. And so I think that we need more voices from the wilderness. And we're not getting them. You get guys like Glenn Beck who give you 90% truth and 5% propaganda. And even Ambrose Pritchard has his own agenda. And that is, you know, if you work for the Telegraph or any of the major newspapers, and you don't put out what the royal family wants you to put out, you're gone. And a good example was in 1978, G. Gordon Tether, who became a good friend of mine at one time, he was the writer of the Lombard column. And
was that the
he
financial,
spoke out.
Was that the Financial Times?
Yeah, in the Financial Times.
Right.
And he spoke out about what the bankers had been doing for centuries. And he's no longer there. He lost his job. And they just shut him off.
Sure. I know that.
So that's what they do. And that's why you have to be able to do it on your own like you and I do. Because no one's ever going to help you.
I agree totally. I still like Ambrose. He's a good writer, but certain things he steers away from. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Gary, who's calling us from Florida. Hi, Gary. Do you have a question or comment?
How are you doing tonight, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing great.
I appreciate your moderate conservative outlook on a lot of things after listening to the rest of the radio station all day long. So, and I need to talk with Bob. My wife and I both worked in government in Florida for the last 20, she's been there 28 years, I was there 20 years. And we're invested in the Florida retirement system. Is there any way that we can use that money or make it where we can get more value out of it? They lost $200 to $400 million last year in that asset fund, and I wonder if he had any ideas of what we could do to improve our lot.
Well, my daughter's in the same system, and as far as I know, there's nothing.
Okay.
You know, you just take it and hope they don't go under.
Well, now, basically, are you retired, Gary, or
no?
Okay, you're still in the system then.
Yeah.
Then they got you. That's the trouble.
They're offering us a one-time option of divestiture from their system into a independent funding system. which I think we're going to do because they.
Yeah, but can you direct the investments?
I don't. I'm having to find out about that.
Well, you got to find that out because
well, it doesn't matter.
The other guys
aren't
any better than the guys in the state of Florida.
Yeah, because when I go to retire, if I die before she does, we don't get any of that money anyway. And if I'm not out of the investiture part with the state takes it back. So, you know, I don't really care one way or the other. They're not going to get the money.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
So.
And, you know, they were buying collateralized debt obligations and swaps and stuff like that. And they essentially got their heads handed to them. But
yeah,
many,
well,
many others did. The pensions or the workings of the foundations of Yale and Harvard lost their tails. I mean, they all believed their own BS.
Yeah.
And they all got buried. And it's going to happen again.
That's the scary part. Yeah, I was wanting to do something else before it got to that point, but it doesn't look like there's much we can do.
Well, if you can get out of the plan in any way, get out.
Yes, well, I think they offer you a one-time option on the thing, so I think we're just going to take the money and move it somewhere else. Put it some,
you know,
we got a deferred comp program, so we may just move it into that. At least that way we have some control over.
Yeah. We've made wonderful gains in gold and silver coins and shares. I mean,
that was one.
Just 10 years ago, we started with Agnico Eagle at $4. It recently was trading at 72.
Yeah.
And people don't have to make any trades either.
Yeah.
All over that period of time.
I bought some Y2K gold, and it's appreciated substantially since then. So.
Yeah, we had a stock that was 3 months ago. It was 15 cents. It traded at $1 today. I mean, those are some mega numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Anything
all
else?
Right. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get a subscription to keep up with this. It's pretty difficult. But
well, I'll tell you what, I look forward to Bob's publication.
I mean, like,
Wednesday
I got a couple of free ones. They were so overwhelming, I don't think I ever got through the whole 30, either one of them, the whole 32 pages.
Well, it's well worthwhile reading because it's a lot of information. You got to read it, you know, regularly and before you get used to all of his abbreviations. But once you get them down, why, of course, you can begin to see this pattern. And, of course, we're being lied to at every turn. They're manipulating us. But the ultimate goal, as Bob has said, is the destruction of our currency, the destruction of the life savings of the American people. They're right on target. But the last thing they want is for the people to know what's going on.
Yep.
Okay.
So they'd be riding in the streets if people understood what was going on.
If they really knew. Well, I'll tell you what. They had somewhere between a million and a half people out there in Washington, D.C. on the 12th of September, and
yep,
they don't want the public to know.
Didn't see
that
much
there
word
is
on that. I mean, I know it happened, and there was a lot of people there, but the media kept it under wraps.
Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go to Henry
Bye-bye.
Calling from Connecticut here. Hi, Henry. How are you doing?
Yeah, hello. Okay. A couple of questions for Chapman because he would know about this. George Soros set up his own market or something called the, like his own exchange. Are you aware of this? I'm sure you are.
Yes.
Okay. There is also another exchange called the Mini Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L. Now, all right, two things. The one who set up the Russell exchange, is that the same Russell who runs, or descendant, I should say, because it was 100 years ago, the same Russell who set up, who runs Russell Trust at Yale, or is this a different Russell altogether?
I don't know.
But you know,
it's called the Russell 2000, mm-hmm, and we have it in the international forecaster each week, what it did, along with others.
Okay.
And, you know, like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 and the FTSE out of London and so on.
Right.
So I really don't know. I can't answer that question.
Well, you know what Russell Trust is, right?
Well, this is the one that
sure
actually
created
the skull and bones at Yale, isn't it?
Yeah, right. That's the one I'm talking
about.
No,
that's an,
yes,
that's an entirely different. Richard Russell is he's been around as long as I have.
He was an old man
when I was about 30 years of age. I don't know how old he is now, but anyway,
he's 85.
How old is he?
But Richard Russell is not what he asked.
No, he wanted to know.
You said Richard Russell, but that's not the same.
No,
Richard
it's entirely different. The one you're talking about is the Russell family, and they were in the drug business, and they set up the Skull and Bone Society. So it's entirely different than the Russell, 2000 or whatever it is.
Right. Okay. All right. Now here's what I want to know: what would it take for somebody wanted to set up their own exchange, like Russell did, or like what Soros did? Do you have to have $1 billion to do that, or is it just a matter? And what do you gain by having that? In other words, if I had an exchange like that, what would I gain? Would it be better if I just trade like commodities and other stuff? What would I gain by having my own exchange? And what is even Soros gain by that? Wouldn't he make more money? What?
He would make more money.
He would make
just clearing charges, and that's it. And the overhead is his. So, what is his bottom line? Instead of getting a pay.
Yeah, but what does it take to have set that up? I mean, what do you have to get certain approval, or how much money would you need to start that? What?
Probably 10, 15 million.
Oh, just 10, 15 million. Well, that's not too much. Okay. Right.
Not for people who are in that business, no.
What now? Not in that business? He said something about business.
No, he basically, Bob was saying that, if you are in a position to set up your own exchange, $10 or $15 million is not a lot. It'd be a lot for him or me or for the average individual. But there's some people who can just simply not even worry about, losing $1 billion.
Oh, right. But he said $10 or $15 million, not billion.
Yeah, I know. Right.
He said million.
He said million. I'm just saying there's some people who've lost $1 billion and just doesn't face them. So, certainly $1,000, I'd be upset.
Oh, no, that hurts. There was a guy who ran a hedge fund up here, up near Boston or somewhere. I forgot what his name was, his Jewish name. No, he did get burned. And he did lose $1 billion. And the new hedge funds that he runs now is much smaller, like $200 million. No, that could hurt anybody. Believe me, if Bill Gates lost $2 or $3 billion,
all right, well, if you set up a new exchange, you let us know. But anyway,
all right. One other thing, as you go off, I'm going to go off the air. Just mention what gold closed today, because I just caught your show today. Okay, take care.
Thank you. And gold closed what, about 206, Bob?
Well, I've got it right here. Hold on a second. It closed at 1003.2.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
And insurance is an investment.
Well, Bob, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk again tonight. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, this is Bob Chapman. We do hope you enjoyed our program with Bob. And certainly, we suggest if you would like to know what's really going on financially, we gave a talk some years ago called The Financial Tsunami. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus. It gives you a pretty good overview of the background of our monetary system and then a more recent talk pointing out how they intentionally created this whole financial crisis and the spiritual forces behind everything going on. The talk, Financial Armageddon. And, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that. We've got a great DVD. It's on the bond market. Ron Brown on the bond market. We think it's well worthwhile. And we finally got it out in DVD form. We carry the book, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and Fiat Money Inflation in France. Thomas Wood's book on the meltdown, going into the background of what's going on and how everything they're doing is designed to make it worse. And if they'd simply let things collapse, you know, last October, why would be on the mend now? But, of course, this is going to go on for a decade or maybe two decades, and literally probably 15 million Americans will lose their homes, and we'll have an unemployment rate of 30% before this is over. And, of course, the value of our currency, the life as we know it, will simply become a remembrance of things past. If you want to get the items we've talked about, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Now, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to sign up for our all-day conference. It's on the 25th of October. It's at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We've got a tremendous response so far. I'm just as pleased as I can be. So remember, you're going to have a reservation. That's the 25th of October. If you're going to be coming from elsewhere, give us a call. We'll put you in touch with the local hotels there or motels. But call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand the swine flu pandemic, first of all, I will tell you the pandemic is almost over. Certainly by the middle of next month, in October 15th, when they're going to begin giving their swine flu shots and nasal mist, why, of course, the epidemic will have peaked and be on the decline. If you're watching the CDC analysis of the epidemic, it's already peaked here in California, but they can't tell the public any more than they can tell them that their recommendations from the CDC will do far more harm than good. In fact, the CDC is recommending that the shots be given to children, you know, from 6 months of age. The manufacturer says don't do it. The CDC says give the shots to pregnant women. The manufacturer says don't do it. It could be harmful. There's no studies that show it's safe. Could damage the child. We've got all the studies. Why is the CDC making such terrible recommendations? Well, maybe for the same reason they made such terrible recommendations during the AIDS epidemic, you know, two decades ago, and responsible for the deaths of, well, now over 500,000 Americans have died, and certainly another million are infected and going to die, thanks to the Centers for Disease Control. And do not trust them. If you haven't read my book, AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic, you can get it. It's written back certainly in the early 1990s, but it's the best book on the politics of AIDS. AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic. Now, I didn't understand population control when I wrote the book. You'll want to get my monograph on population control, my talks on planned population reduction, Nundare College Genocide, and population control. And if you get any of those, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of my monograph on the population control agenda. I remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation,